groundhog.
The groundhog.
Yeah, it has everything to do with bluegrass, which is great. So, you know, somebody I met at a show just gave me the name one night, and it stuck, and here we are.
Groundhog, okay. Anybody else have nicknames they want to reveal? Well, we have time for one more song, and then afterwards, we're going to bring our Girl Scouts into our studio and show you all about what it is that we do in there. It's our last chance to talk. I'm turning to the band now, not forever, but for today's program. Is there anything else any of you wanted to mention that we didn't get a chance to? Oh, let me turn to Josh.
So we talked earlier about Delfest and the Delfest Academy, and three of us have actually gone down and participated in the Academy several years in the past. That's run by Lisa McCurry. And if you're not familiar, she's the wife of Rob McCurry in the Travelin' McCurrys, a really great band, and they'll be playing at Delfest, but they also teach at the Academy, the Delfest Academy, the week leading up to Delfest. So that's the weekend prior to the weekend of Memorial Day.
And it's not that far away, right?
No, it's just a few weeks away, and I know that they still have, yeah, it's about 2 hours and just a few weeks away. And they still have some spots open for fiddle, mandolin, dobro, a couple other instruments. I think they're sold out on guitar, but it's a really wonderful experience, and I just wanted to take a second and plug that because we've all really grown so much from learning from the members of that band, and then they have guest artists that teach as well. It's accessible to all ages, so if you're just a beginner, you're just starting out, from beginner to expert, there's something there for everybody, and it's just a really wonderful time. So I can't express my thanks for being able to come down there to that enough. It's been wonderful.
Well, I also want to express my thanks to you all for being here today. You didn't know you were going to be grilled by these Girl Scouts having some hard-hitting questions. I'm glad you did. What do you guys want to finish up with, Groundhog?
I think we're going to finish up with the Clinch Mountain Backstep.
Ralph Stanley. Thank you.
Twang those strings, please. Plunk your magic twanger, Froggy. Bum 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 bum. You're tuned to the new sound of the Mon Valley Tube City Online Radio at McKeesport and Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. It is 12 o'clock. And his twanging guitar here, getting us started on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio at McKeesport. How are ya? Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your deacon, the doo-wop, yourself a swing. You come loudly graduate of the Chetwick Institute Group for Arcology, Jay Thurber, at 12:03. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. The full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show. Looking for mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 51, partly cloudy overnight with a low of 32. Right now, 45 degrees. We'll check your full-time forecast in less than 20 minutes.
Hello, audience. Please don't murmur. You are listening to Jay Thurber. He is sometimes entertaining. And I'm telling you, there's no use in complaining. He likes Freebird and Tom Lehrer. Narrow neckties. He's a wearer. Though his show may have some merit, it's Jay Thurber. You'll just have to grin and bear it.
Take my hand.
Let's go for a little.
South of the Beach Boys. On Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, here's Roy Orbison.
Well, I got a woman mean as she can be.
Best oldies in the world.
In the beginning, there were nothing but rocks. Then somebody invented the wheel, and things just began to roll.
Ain't no freight train that.
Greg from McKay Sport called 412-385-7450. He said with the big eclipse happening, the solar eclipse on Monday, we should play Total Eclipse of the Heart. I said, how about something a little bit older than that? He said, okay, what did you have in mind? I said, how about Sunshine Go Away Today?
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life.
Jonathan Edwards with something for the eclipse on Monday. Here's Buddy Holly on Radio 9.
You don't like crazy music. You don't like rocking bands. You just want to go to a movie show and sit there holding hands. You're so square.
Baby, I don't care.
I don't know why my heart flips. I only know. I wonder why I love you, baby. I guess it's just because you're so square.
Baby, I don't care.
You don't know any dance steps that I do.
Baby.
I only know I love you like I do, I do, I do, I do. I don't know why my heart blips. I only know it does. I wonder why I love you, baby. I guess it's just because you're so square.
I don't care.
I don't know why my heart flips. I only know it does. I wonder why I love you, baby. I guess it's just because you're so square.
Baby, I don't care.
That's Buddy Holly here on Radio 9, and baby, he don't care. I'm Jay Thurber. I hope you know what your name is. If you don't, you're in big trouble. I don't know either.
Sometimes you love me like a good man all good. Sometimes you hurt me so bad. My tears run like water. You get me out right before your friends. And then you disown me, baby, until we're alone again. Your love is like a seesaw.
Aretha Franklin, Seesaw on Radio 9. At 12:21 chime time, new music from Kings of Leon coming up after we take care of a brief message. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Hello to John in Whitehall. Also, Little Caesar in Mount Lebanon is listening. And, of course, Greg in McKeesport mentioning that solar eclipse on Monday, which is, I guess, all of the hotel rooms in northern Pennsylvania and Ohio are sold out because they are going to be completely in the dark. And honestly, I've been to Erie and Cleveland, and those people have been in the dark for years.
That's not very nice.
I didn't say it was nice. I said it was true. Didn't say it was nice. Texas also is going to be completely in the dark ages, but that's been for a while also. Speaking of being in the dark ages, I'm Jay Thurber. You can find me on Facebook and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website. You can read about the travails of how Facebook has blocked a local newspaper in Kansas from posting anything on Facebook. You can find that at jaythurbershow.com if you're interested. If you're not, I wouldn't go there. What else do we want to tell you about? LGBTQ youth struggle not only to accept themselves for who they are, they often struggle acceptance in their own homes. The Prasad Center in Lawrenceville can help. Prasad Center's youth services provide programs for LGBTQ youth that include professional counseling for parents who are struggling to accept their child, a youth drop-in center that offers a safe environment for LGBTQ youth to gather with access to laundry facilities, shower services, and snacks, a young adult opportunity program that provides training on resume writing, job interview skills, job retention strategies, and transportation and clothing for a work environment, and a Safe Spaces program that conducts outreach efforts to reduce teen suicides. That includes leadership training and intervention skills so that teens can learn to help one another. For more information, visit the Prasad Center website, www.prasadcenter.org, or call them at 888-873-7723 for more information about Prasad Center and its programs.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Looking for cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 51, partly cloudy overnight with a low of 32. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 59, Sunday night mostly cloudy, low 42. Monday, chance of showers, high 69. And then on Tuesday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and a high of 73. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 49 degrees in Beaver County. It's 45 in Butler. We're at 45 in downtown McKeesport outside our weather window. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 46 at WRCT.
We can go to Sylvan Park and kick over trash cans. Are you a Mustang or a kitty? What are you on?
new music from Kings of Leon here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, and these are the Shirelles.
The Edsel with exclusive new Teletouch Drive puts the shift buttons in the center of the steering wheel. Its big, safer brakes adjust themselves automatically. And its big, new V8 Edsel engines put more usable power at your command than you have ever known. See, drive, and priced. 1958's only all-new car. And you'll find out you can afford the car you just fell in love with.
See your Edsel dealer, take a drive today.
This is the year to get out of that rut and into the most elegant car of your lifetime.
Yeah, see your Edsel dealer today, celebrating the 64th anniversary of going completely out of business. Speaking of out of business, I'm Jay Thurber. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12:30. We're rocking and rolling and barely controlling, putting the groove in your move on a super solid gold Saturday afternoon with the sound of the Four Seasons.
Strong as you are.
Yeah, save it for me. And if you can't save it, just push it over to the side of your plate and let the dog eat it.
Watch out! Here we go again.
These are the Marcells on Radio 9.
Yep, 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 yep. Whirp, whirp, whirp. Boom, 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 boom. Bo, 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 bo. Dum, 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 dum. Boom, 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 boom. Heartache. Dim, dim, dim. Dim, 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 dim. Yep, yep, yep. Whirp, whirp, whirp. Boom, 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 boom. Bo, 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 bo. Dum, dum, dum. Boom, 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 boom. Heartache.
Beneath sky's blue heaven, there's a place. sands. There on the brink of love I kissed her.
With White Silver Sands here on Radio 9.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you as a listener. Yes, we do. So give us a call and a chance to listen to you.
412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Let your input affect our output. Also taking requests on Facebook and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show. Little Caesar from Mount Lebanon called 412-385-7450. He wanted to hear Chris Montez. You say him, we play him on the Big 900. Remembering the late Joe Flaherty, who passed away this week, was a proud native of Pittsburgh, graduate of Central Catholic High School, went on to fame on SCTV, where he was not only one of the performers, but one of the creators and writers. We'll be hearing from Martin Short and Dave Thomas about Joe Flaherty later on in the show. And a couple of callers have already suggested that we play some cuts from Count Floyd or from Joe Flaherty. So we'll do that in a little while. Monday, of course, is a total eclipse of the sun. I guess it's going to be about a 97% eclipse here in Pittsburgh. Where were you when the lights went out? Here's Cream on Radio 9.
It's getting near dawn. When lights close the tired eyes, I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dull surprise. Thank you.
Short remembers the late Joe Flaherty right after this.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Pittsburgh native Joe Flaherty died on Monday, I believe it was, April 1st. He, of course, famous from Freaks and Geeks, Maniac Mansion, did cameos in a bunch of movies, including Happy Gilmore and Back to the Future 2, but perhaps best known for his work on SCTV with Martin Short. Martin Short was interviewed by the CBC network, I believe, on Tuesday.
Well, I wasn't, you know, we weren't shocked. We knew this was approaching. He'd been ill for a few months. And but thankfully, in the last month and a half, we did two hilarious Zooms with the entire cast of SCTV and Joe. In fact, the last one was a week last Saturday. You know, we were all on it. It was about an hour and 20 minutes, and Joe was in bed, but he was very alert and laughing and just enjoying himself so much. We were all reflecting on all the characters that we couldn't be allowed to do now on television. Oh, Joe was, you know, when I was on SCTV, we used to call him the anchor. In other words, he was the one that anchored the whole show. You know, when I first met Joe in 1973, he came and saw Godspell that I was in. And then he was up to start Second City in Toronto. And I remember going to Second City and seeing he and Brian Doyle Murray do a piece called Brest-Litovsk about the Treaty of Brest-Litovsk, the most brilliant thing I'd ever seen in my life. And so Joe became a very good friend. He directed two of the shows I was in when I was a Second City cast member in Toronto. And he was just always there. He was always in the scene. And then when SCTV started, I relied on him, you know, desperately, because I came in three overlap shows with the original cast, and then it was just five of us, John, Andrea, Eugene, and Joe, and myself. And so I would be in the edit room editing a piece. I didn't know what I was doing, and I'd say, Joe, get in here, help me. And we did specials together. He was in two specials that I did, one for the CBC 10 years ago and one an HBO special. And we did a million things. We did the Completely Mental Misadventures of Ed Grimley together. And, you know, I worked with Joe for 50 years. He was definitely a proud man from Pittsburgh, but he loved Canada. And he loved the great affection that people had. He also did Maniac Mansion in Toronto, a hilarious series that my brother Michael produced with him. And Joe just loved Toronto. He loved all the Canadian cities. I have a million memories of Joe, so I can't. It's impossible to narrow one down to one, you know. Oh, I'd say watch SCTV, watch Count Floyd, watch Guy Caballero, see his William F. Buckley impersonation, see Freaks and Geeks, see Maniac Mansion. That's hilarious. Everything Joe did was fantastic. We even made a movie. He had a scene in Inner Space, a movie I made, he and Andrew Martin. So Joe was really not fabulous on screen. So I'd say go and check out his Wikipedia page and then watch them all. Oh, I'll remember Joe with the million laughs. I think that no one was a greater, you know, he also taught at Humber College. And no one was a greater teacher to improvisation. No one understood the process of. I learned so much from Joe. So he was a great teacher. He was a great director. And he was a great coworker and a great friend.
Martin Short on the CBC remembering the late Joe Flaherty. We'll hear some Joe Flaherty later on. It's so hard to play on the radio because so much of it was visual, unfortunately. Radio night.
Looking back to yesterday.
Sports and weather next. Here's Georgie Fame on Radio 9.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Georgie Fame here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber at 12:54. Much more music time. News coming up for you at 1 o'clock. Del Water Gap, new music after we take care of sports and weather and a couple of other brief messages here. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in more than 95 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including one at 3712 5th Avenue in Oakland near the University of Pittsburgh. For more information, visit the website at ritasice.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on 88.3 WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Your front row.
Jones had a quality start for the Pittsburgh Pirates in their home opener last night, but it was not enough. The Baltimore Orioles beat the Buccos 5-2 before a sellout crowd of 38,000 at PNC. A bizarre snowstorm showered that home opener versus the Orioles. Apparently, we did not get the memo that it's baseball season, and Fox News saying that the broadcast looked like a fuzzy television screen as the snow piled onto the pitcher's mound. It sounds like something out of Charlie Brown, doesn't it? It's the Bucks and the O's again today at 4:05, and I believe Bailey Falter is getting the start for the Buccos. Tyler Wells starting for the Baltimore Orioles. Elsewhere in the world of Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays spoiled the New York Yankees home opener, and anything that spoils the New York Yankees home opener is okay to me. With a 3-0 victory last night, the Brewers beat the Mariners 6-5, and the Braves beat Arizona 6-5 in the 10th inning. Final Four action getting underway today. The men's teams taking the court today. Let me see what the matchups are again at 8:49. It's number one UConn against number four Alabama, and it's 6:09 today, it's Purdue against North Carolina State. The winner plays for all the marbles in the national championship on Monday. In the women's teams, another great night for Caitlin Clark and Iowa as they edged out UConn 71-69 last night. South Carolina beat the North Carolina State Wolfpack 78-59. Tomorrow, Iowa taking on South Carolina for the women's basketball championship. And let's do this instead. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 51. Partly cloudy overnight, low 32. Sunny on Sunday, high 59. Monday, chance of showers, partly sunny, high of 69. Nice. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 50 in Beaver County, 45 in Butler. Also 45 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. We're at 50.
I want a photo of you in my bed. Take care with me when I go out west. I think I'll put you in another song. A little glimpse of you before you're gone. We could push it for another day. I don't care what other people say. I'll show you off in the Atlantic coast. The kind of feeling that I want the most.
Music from Del Water Gap. The tune is called Cigarettes and Wine. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
Story News in Washington, I'm Caroline Malone with The Week in Review. Israel has approved measures to increase the flow of aid into Gaza following pressure from the United States. It's reopening the Erez crossing to allow aid shipments bound for Gaza to be processed in the port of Ashdod. Many countries are calling for an independent investigation after seven aid workers with the charity World Central Kitchen were killed in Gaza earlier this week, something Israel has called a grave mistake. U.S. President Joe Biden said U.S. policy could change if Israel doesn't better protect civilians in Gaza. Journalist Zach Anders in Tel Aviv says Israel is increasingly feeling isolated.
We've got our staunchest ally openly discussing changes to this relationship after 6 months of very hard headlines in the U.S. every time coming up and saying we stand behind our ally, we reaffirm our commitment. The feelings here is truly us against the world to the everyday people that they certainly have become isolated.
Rescue efforts are continuing in Taiwan, where hundreds of people remain missing after a 7.4 magnitude quake hit the island. It was the strongest quake to hit in 25 years, but few people were killed due to preparation and well-built infrastructure. Patrick Falk reports from one of the areas where people are still missing.
Hundreds of those are in contact with authorities but are stranded. A further 42, according to reports, are unaccounted for and missing at the moment. So that suggests that the number of casualties and the death toll could still rise. One of the big stories today, though, is the rescue efforts where a helicopter airlifted trapped miners at a rock quarry. They've been trapped there since yesterday. So there has been some positive news on that front. Authorities are concerned still about the likelihood of aftershocks.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in China just days after President Biden spoke to his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. The five-day visit comes as the two countries try to maintain stable relations amid mounting tension. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
Trade tensions will be at the fore during Janet Yellen's visit. The world's two largest economies still have substantial tariffs against one another in place, while the ownership of TikTok and access to US computer chips are posing problems, with the US arguing its national security is under threat through Chinese interference. Yellen has also accused China of unfair trade practices by selling subsidized green energy products, an issue she says she'll directly tackle during the talks. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
From bureaus worldwide, this is
Wonderful Radio.